This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
It is a Wednesday with Doug Whaley. It smells like football outside. It feels like football outside. And Football Talk on the Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Now, I walked outside this morning, guys, and I was like, oh, yeah. It feels like a morning that I'm going to be disappointed by West Virginia. That's what it feels like today.
Be disappointed, yeah.
That's how that feels. That's what fall has become for me since Neil Brown was hired. But you know what? It's better than not having ball. I'll tell you that much right now.
You know what? It might not be man cave weekend for you. You should put the TV outside and get a fire going.
No doubt.
I do have a TV stand that's got the wheels.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
It might be that time because it's going to be 75, 74. That's perfect weather, man.
You just got to check the wind. Make sure that thing doesn't blow over.
Guys, if I take a TV outside, I'll be buying another TV. You know, I'll screw that up. And then I didn't know it was going to rain last night. So I'm in bed. I'm like 97% asleep. We have all the windows open in the house because, like, come on.
Mm-hmm.
And I just hear the pitter patter and then the loud roaring of the rain that just started coming down. And I realized I hadn't covered the outside furniture, so I ran outside. I'm sure on the Guardian camera I could get the video of me in my undies out there covering all the outside furniture.
Your tidy whiteys?
Boxer briefs.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. He wears tidy whiteys.
Your neighbors are probably not very happy if you're out there in tidy whiteys covering some.
No, and it wasn't. It was late for me, but it was like 9:46.
Okay.
So there are people probably still hanging out back.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
there's kids still up.
Mm-hmm. Come on. Definitely. I did wear tidy whiteys at St. Bernard's Elementary. And then whenever I wound up getting into to go to Lebo, everyone was wearing boxers and they sagged their pants. That was the big style at the time. Mm-hmm. And so I would wear boxers over my tidy whiteys so that I could expose the boxer.
Whoa.
I know.
D say K? Say what? You wear double undies.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah. And socks up to my knees. I had no self-awareness.
What? That's tough.
Mm-hmm. That's tough. A tough look, man. That's probably why you were coxing.
Yep. That's very tough.
Jeez. Luckily, I'm so cool now.
Yes. Great personality you have. Mm-hmm.
I appreciate that you were able to call yourself out on that.
Oh, yeah.
I mean.
Do you guys ever do that? Like, you look on old photos and just think, what the hell was I doing? I mean, a lot of it was just growing up in the 90s and like everything weird was.
No. I mean, it fit the time period, like you said, but like I wasn't doing anything. I wasn't like.
And I still have some clothes that I've had for probably 10 to 15 years.
Same here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Same here.
All right. Whaley words of wisdom. And this is not from me, it's from Ralph Lauren about fashion. Never be in or out of style.
So what, like,
just be constant. Well, what you buy today will still look good on you 20 years from now.
What if nothing looks good on me today? I guess it would still look bad on me 20 years from now.
Exactly. You're never in or out of style. You're good.
13-9 shirt's going to look real nice on you on Friday.
There you go.
I might do a hold-in tomorrow. Just do the reads and that's it so that I don't screw myself.
All right. Go ahead.
I'll still find a way.
Yes.
Text
off air.
That doesn't count.
Well, wait a minute, though. Your gear now, straight Dub V gear, never in or out of style. It's just bad style.
Man, I'm ugly. I'm taking it on the chin right now.
Oh, yeah. Exactly. Well, when you bring out, you wore boxer briefs over top of tidy whities. Yeah. I mean, come on. You're opening yourself up.
Yeah, it's tough. I needed to get out there, though, to make myself feel better. You can text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. So yesterday, roster cutdown day in the NFL. Now, it was different when you were a GM because you would do it in phases, right?
Mm-hmm.
It would get down from 90 to 75, and then it would go from 75 to 53. I'm sure that's a day. I mean, it's tough for players, obviously. I'm sure that's a day that was not easy on you either.
But it's not, because you're basically telling somebody what they have worked for, their lifelong ambition, their dreams, their sweat, tears, emotions, everything they put into what they wanted to accomplish in life, they're just not good enough. It is not. And it's not a great day for the players. And it's not a great day for someone that's telling them that. But it's also not always the end of the story, because there's a lot of options that happen out there with practice squad and being able to get claimed by another team. And you always say, hey, listen, this is what's happening now, but always be ready, because that call can come. Because a lot of the times you're saying, if I have to choose between someone that's, if an injury happens, if someone that has been with us or someone that's not been with us, we're going to probably lean towards a guy that's been with us, that knows what we expect in practice, how we practice, and our system, so you can hit the ground running and jump on that proverbial moving train.
I tell the story all the time. I mean, Doug cut me. And, you know, all you can ask for as a player is a GM or a coach to be honest with you. And he was honest. He was like, listen, you know, don't really fit the offense. We got a new coaching staff. You know, this is the direction we're going to go in. But my question to you is, how long of a process does it take for a guy like myself, say like a bubble guy, like, do you go up till, you know, the morning of and be like, we're still not decided if we're going to cut this guy? Or is it already kind of premeditated? Like, you already know maybe like 5 days before, like who you're going to keep, who you're not going to keep? Or do you give those guys a leeway of, you know, maybe a couple days things might change and we might make the decision now?
Most of the time, I was in the NFL 25 years, did most pro times probably close to 20 years. You're talking 99% of the time, it's spots 49 to 53 that are up in the air. But what you want to do is, one, you need guys to practice and to give a good look, but also get them out there, those guys that are 53 to 90, give them a chance to show what they can do to other teams. Mm-hmm. Because there's 31 other teams that may be like, hey, we need somebody like Adorn that fits our system better than what their system is. So you get them a chance to showcase their talents. But also, hey, listen, we may see something that reserve future or practice squad, we can bring them back and say, let's develop them, because there's circumstances in everybody's career. Matter if it's wrong system, someone ahead of them that's all pro, and you just didn't get a chance to go out there. So let's give them a chance to put their body of work out there for everybody else to see.
I think that there will always be a place for those reasons for maybe a preseason game, just for like what has become the third preseason game in a lot of instances, what was always definitely the fourth preseason game, because you do these joint practices. I mean, I guess you could always have film of those joint practices, but then at that point that takes away some of what's so valuable, because whenever you're running with the ones and you're going to do some stuff because it's a team you're not going to play, like, I feel like there could always be room for that one preseason game. Because then every team in the NFL has got tape for that, and it gives guys the opportunity to showcase it.
As a personnel guy, I understand why fans hate preseason, and being on the media, it's like, eh. But as a personnel guy, we love preseason.
Yeah, oh yeah.
We love it, because you're like, okay, We saw these guys in college, and you're projecting from college to the pros. Now you're seeing them in a pro setting. Let's see how their game translates. So it is invaluable from a personnel side standpoint.
Was there ever a guy, this might be a dumb question, was there ever a guy you were scared to cut?
Yeah, James Harrison.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like this dude that might slap me upside my head. Like you were actually, like, did you verbalize that to people beforehand? Like, you cut him. No, you cut him.
No, they were like, when the list came out, I was James. I was like, oh, man. And this was back in the day. We were in Three Rivers. So my office was all the way in the back. Like, there was no way. There was one way in and one way out. So it was like going to a Dub V game. I mean, you're like, all right. So I brought him in, shut the door, and he sit there, and he just, I was like, hey, man, you know, we appreciate everything. We think you got a chance, but right now there's just not a spot for you. And there was probably 5 seconds of silence, but it felt like 5 minutes. And he just closed his eyes and looked up. And I'm like, all right. So, you know, you start tensing up when you're like, all right, I'm about to get in a fight. Let's go. I'm ready to go. And he goes, all right, man, I appreciate it. Thanks. And walked out.
Whoa.
Yeah. So when we brought him back, and this is end of the year, I mean, this is probably 2009 before I go to Buffalo. We always like to jaw jack because he was a wrestler, and I used to say, I'll wrestle, and blah, blah, blah. And we'd mess around in the locker room. And then one day I just said, look, and I said, listen, when my paycheck doesn't depend on your services, I'm going to bust you up. And that was the first time where I had him silent, and he just started laughing. Other than that, because he'd always be jaw jacking. He ran his mouth. And it was great, but that was the one time I was like, all right, I got you.
He's actually a really funny guy.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He's hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
But he would, like...
Yeah.
He was the ultimate... You go to him after a loss. He would appreciate it when people would come up to him because I think he was putting on, but he would still put on. I think he would respect you if you went up to him after a loss because he was putting the do not get up in my face energy out of that world. Let me tell you that.
He played that role. He played into it. The only other guy that I was not scared of, but like nervous, that didn't play the role, this was him, was Greg Lloyd.
Yeah, I thought I was going to say.
Lloyd wasn't just playing into it.
No, he was for real.
He was for real.
Yeah, yep.
Yeah. I mean, But Harrison, you could see, he'd crack every once in a while, and he used to be like, all right, dude, I know what you're all about.
Uh-huh.
But Lloyd, I never saw a crack. No, that was him.
No, that was just, yeah. All right, when we come back, we'll look at the Steelers-specific roster cuts, who might be out there that could help them, who might be out there via trade. We've got 45 more minutes with Doug Whaley. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer.
Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Segment brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Visit them at awaken180weightloss.com. One more general question for Doug. So, obviously, the waiver wire is just chock full of dudes right now. Prior to that, is there like a database, like player X is on the trade block? Or is that just word of mouth with GMs, or is there some sort of software? It's like, oh, wow, look, Romeo Doubs, he's on the trade block.
No, you're calling every team before cut down and say, hey, listen, we're heavy at these positions. We'd listen to anything that you'd want if you're looking at that. Where are you heavy? Are you have anybody that you want to put on the trade block? So you have those communications. You're starting probably after the first preseason game, and you're also having your college scouts before they go into preseason camps at colleges looking at, all right, look at your fifth round guys all the way to priority free agents on these teams. You give each of them like three or four teams. Let me see, grade these guys, and specifically look at certain positions you know that we'd be looking for. Hey, we're light at wide receiver. So, hey, wide receivers, fifth round down. Let me see if you guys alert us to know which guys are out there that could be better than what we have on our roster now. They send that in, and then the pro guys like Sheldon White, they start crunching it, looking at those guys and say, yeah, these guys are. So if they get cut, we're going after them. Maybe not for the at 53, but definitely for the practice squad. So that's how it goes.
Did anybody that got cut by the Steelers, did anybody surprise you? At all the guys. I mean, we got Beanie Bishop. We have...
Not Bishop because no special teams value.
Right. DeBarvin Leal, he's been a tweener.
Tweener. I was very surprised that when they drafted him, like, where are you going to play this guy? Mark
Chuck
Robinson,
Clark.
Maybe? That's probably Mark Robinson, just because of his special teams ability, linebacker, what he can do. So that was probably the one that I was like, interesting. But that's when it comes down to Bruner outplayed him in the preseason. So younger, cheaper, just like an old guy. You go for the younger, cheaper one.
Whenever I see like even like Donovan McMillan,
Yes, Matt, shout out to him.
Yeah, shout out to Donovan McMillan. I mean, being an undrafted, whenever I see something like that and having experienced it, that's so hard to make a 53-man roster as an undrafted guy, an undrafted rookie.
Yeah.
Like you have to ball from the day you step foot on the field with that team to the last day.
Yes.
In order to make a roster as an undrafted free agent, that has to be it's so hard to accomplish.
And I talked to his dad when he got the news. He was walking. So you know this, a lot of people don't, is cut down day, phones are silent. So everybody's waiting around, especially an undrafted guy, you're waiting around for that phone call. So he calls his dad and he goes, "Dad, I haven't heard anything." But so I had to go in for a meeting. I'm walking through the hall, and then Andrew Berry came up to me and said, "Congratulations."
Wow.
And he called his dad, and his dad was in, he's a teacher. He was in class, and he's like, "I'm going to choke slam you next time you say that." Why didn't you just tell me I made the team in the first place? But again, for an undrafted free agent to make a squad, that is like I said, mad shout out to him, his parents, everybody, Peters Township, Pitt Narduzzi, to put him in position to do that. That's a great accomplishment.
Yep.
That gave me chills right there.
It's so hard to do.
That's gotta be the greatest feeling in the world.
Yeah. You're overcoming insurmountable odds.
Everything. Insurmountable.
Oh, they're gonna give and you would know better than I do, but they are gonna give their draft picks every opportunity to make it over an undrafted guy.
Yep.
And I think he was competing with a vet that had been there for a year or two, so mad shout out to him.
Didn't the Browns accidentally tag Donovan Mitchell?
Yes.
In the announcement tweet?
And he responded too.
You and Ken Carter are going back and forth. I mean, Donovan Mitchell would be a good NFL player.
He'd be a great one. Yeah. Pro bowler. Receiver. Spider Mitchell.
Is that his nickname?
Mm-hmm. You ever see him play basketball?
Donovan Mitchell?
Yeah. Yes. Pretty good.
Damn good.
Really good.
You're trying to get me to screw up here.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're forced.
McMillan, Mitchell, my God. The Browns, they would have got dinked for their tweet.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Although, I wonder if they did that on purpose.
No.
Probably not. It's Browns.
It's Browns.
It's Browns. One more quick general question. We know, and we're super excited for this college football season, obviously our teams, but because of all the quarterbacks. So we know Kevin Colbert, I mean, he saw all Kenny Pickett's games, and he's going to all these games. As a GM, how much are you getting out and watching a potential first-round quarterback during the season, if it's not a guy that's right in your backyard?
Oh, no, you have to,
yeah.
In my opinion, because you can see a lot of things on tape, and I'll give you a quick story. I was always taught, go see a quarterback live, not for what he does on the field. How does he act when he comes off the field? And I remember going to watch Rex Grossman. And he was at Vandy. He was playing at Vandy he was with Florida playing at Vandy. And I saw him come off the field after interception and really absolutely dog cuss his coach. And I was like, that's not the type of guy.
Mm-hmm.
That if you got a guy that's supposed to be your leader, he makes a mistake and he's sitting there blaming someone else, that's not what you want to do. Now, that was not saying I was right, but that was something I picked up. Now, something that I picked up that I ended up being wrong on is I go to Delaware, 1AA championship in Tennessee. They're playing somebody. So after warmups, you see the whole Delaware Blue Hen team getting together, hyped up. Yeah. Let's break it down, blah, blah. Joe Flacco is on the side talking to the assistant equipment guy and the ball boys. Wasn't in the huddle. And I'm like, this guy has no connection with his team. He's not a leader. He's aloof. I didn't like that. Obviously, that was just Joe Flacco. So there's things that you can pick up on, but you can't read too much into all of that stuff. You're going to win some. You're going to lose some.
65 years later, he's still starting at quarterback.
Yep. Exactly. So I was definitely wrong there.
Real quick on Rex Grossman, it wasn't just that he would get all pissy after interceptions. It's that he threw a million of them.
Yes.
2006 for the Bears, 23 touchdowns. Not bad. 20 picks.
Oh.
2011 with Washington, which I totally forgot that ever even happened. 16 touchdowns, 20 picks. In his career, 56 touchdowns, 60 interceptions for Rex
Grossman. Because it was always someone else's fault.
How about that?
That's why he was, yeah.
I always wondered back then, just as a football fan, and I always liked Chicago because they sort of gave off the Steelers vibe, like, with defense and Brian Urlacher. It's a historical franchise. I always wondered back then why they always seemed to go with Grossman over Orton. I liked Orton.
No. I'll tell you as much. I have affinity for Orton because Orton gave up, when I was the GM, was our first winning season in probably 15 years. And then if he would have came back, I'm not saying I'd still be there, but we would have had a team that may have went to the playoffs, and he just ended up retiring. Because he started, I don't know if anybody knows, Shipsticks. He helped start Shipsticks.
The golf company that mails your golf clubs.
Oh, wow.
And he's like, I'm out. And I'm like, what? Come on. And then that's when we just went scrambling for another quarterback. But, yeah, I was like, now I say, I was like, yeah, good call, man. I understand.
I trained with him in the offseason of like 2010. His football would whistle. Like he threw the best, and most precise speed, everything. I could, and he was so laid back, his hair was long. He's like kind of like a hippie.
Yeah.
and he was just chilling. And I was like, this is an NFL football.
Yeah. It was crazy. I mean, if you looked at him, he wasn't buff. Nope. He was just like, I was born to do this.
Born to play football. Born to be a quarterback.
Yes, absolutely.
I mean, and those they didn't give him much burn in Chicago, but his career, longer career than Rex Grossman, 101 touchdowns in his career to 69 picks.
And a smart dude. Just like you said, laid back, chill. Just, I mean, offensive linemen loved him.
Mm-hmm.
Because he was just one of them. He was definitely one of those guys.
That's what people are coming here for, is me steering this thing into Kyle Orton and Rex Grossman talk. But that's good. Those are good stories. When we come back, so now that we know the 53 today, and there's things that are going to change, and Will Howard potentially going on IR, how does this roster compare to last year's roster at this time? We'll get into that with Doug Whaley.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Don't want to spend a ton of time on this, but Doug, during the break, goes... If you're Travis Kelce, how do you propose to Taylor Swift?
I was thinking that too.
I mean, do you just feel like, all right, babe, there's nothing I can do that's going to make it. Let's get it done.
Right.
I mean,
what type of ring do you get?
Yeah, exactly.
What is enough? Like, is a $5 million ring good enough for her? Like, is $1 million? Is a $500,000 ring good enough for her? Like, what's good enough?
Right.
Is it a promise ring? Let's do tattoos.
It's tough.
That's a, yeah.
Or that's the wedding.
Oh, my God, that thing. Yeah.
I feel like you have to. I feel like in that case, you would have to make it as simple as possible.
Right.
It's like, okay, everybody thinks we're going to have this extravagant wedding. We're going to go to Cabo and rent out a whole island, stuff like that. No, have it in your backyard at in Cleveland. Yeah. Like your parents' house in Cleveland.
Yeah. Quaint.
Right.
Classy. Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
50 people. Yeah. Boom. Let's do it.
I did see someone theorize, and I buy into this. Since they've done it now, I wonder if had they won the Super Bowl, Travis Kelce proposes to Taylor at the end.
Probably.
But they got their friggin' ass beat.
I think this is his last year, though. Regardless. Yeah.
Can you imagine if they lost and he proposed on the field after the Super Bowl?
No. Oh, my God.
We'd still be no self-awareness.
About. We would still be no talking about. You never walk back into that locker room again. Mm-hmm. Quick stat, I just saw Matt Williamson tweet out, which blows my mind. Speaking of the Eagles, they only trailed in the fourth quarter for 62 plays all of last season.
Whoa.
That's pretty damn good. We know that Andy Weidel came out of Philadelphia. He at least has a hand in building this roster. Steelers cut it down to 53. How do they compare to last year, do you think, Doug? At this time.
At this time, on paper, better. Definitely older. And you're really basically saying names that are out there that have performed in the past, we're banking on them playing at that level for 17 games in their 30s
right.
and 40s. And guess what? If they do, great. But where's the foundation for future success? And then you look at it, everybody's like, oh, we got 12 draft choices next year. Let's look at their past history of draft choices and where they are in the development of those draft choices. So to me, you're looking at a Steelers team and franchise that is going to be a year-to-year endeavor until they find that quarterback, but more importantly, until they find that formula to be able to draft, develop, and retain. And that was the basis of the Steelers in any Super Bowl run in the 70s, in the 2000s, draft, develop, retain. Tell me where that is now. So basically it's going to be year-to-year. Who's the oldest, best guy out there that we can trade for or sign? Bring him in. We're good. That'll get us hopefully a playoff win.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, Steeler fans, that's where you are as a franchise.
Second oldest roster in the NFL.
There you go. So where's the longevity of that?
Well,
that's where and that's my brain because I think about it differently. And fans, this year, that's all they care about. I understand that. I'm thinking about consistently competing for championships. Philly, they're always going to be in that conversation. One, because they have a quarterback. But if you look at that roster, you're like, all right, top to bottom, these dudes have staying power.
And they've added, but they've added the pieces to then push them over the top.
Right. And that's where you, in my opinion, that's where you get, when you have a roster, that's when you go out and get a Jalen Ramsey, when you need that one piece to get you over the top.
That's
to
how they feel,
Super
though.
Bowl.
Isn't that, that's probably how they feel. They feel like that they're at that one piece to take us over the top. You think Mike Tomlin and Omar Khan feel that way?
To win a playoff game.
You think it's just a playoff? Okay.
I if they're thinking these pieces can, good for them. And I'm sure they probably do. But outside looking in, I'm looking at they're building to win a playoff game.
And to your point with the Kenny Pickett news the other day, look, I give them a lot of credit for what they've done this offseason to try to compete. I really do. Mm-hmm. But it's necessity is the mother of invention.
Yeah.
Your 2022 draft, Kenny Pickett, first round pick, not here. George Pickens, not here. DeMarvin Leal now, not here. You have Calvin Austin and Connor Hayward. Mark Robinson, just cut him. Chris Oladokun, I mean, seventh round pick, he wound up going to Kansas City. So you have nothing, nothing of star power value.
And that's why you have to go out and get a
right.
Jonnu Smith, a Jalen Ramsey, all those guys, these older guys, because you haven't draft, develop, and retain.
What do you think about Jacoby Myers?
I think he would be a very solid number two. That's what you'd be looking for.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, but again, so what are you going to give up? What are you going to pay him? And stuff like that. And all right, the thing about him though is you could have him and DK Metcalf around for a couple more years
right.
and help a young quarterback. So I would definitely like that. But for me, why would the Raiders give that guy up? Unless you overpay. I don't think he's a player you need to overpay for.
Mm-hmm.
I think you set your market and say, this is what we're willing to give up. We're not going to give a second round and give him $30, $25 million. If that's what he wants, peace. See you later.
Third round, $25
million? You have three.
You got
third
an extra third round in 19 to 20? Yeah.
Hey, I think he would take that.
Yeah.
I mean, he's getting 10 and a half this year.
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, you're a second receiver. Like, you have to be honest with yourself. Like, right. You're not in the first tier. That's the market, $20 million. Mm-hmm. 3 years, $60 million in a third round pick.
Why not?
Oh, I'd do that in a heartbeat if I'm the Steelers.
Why not?
Absolutely. Because it is more than just about this year.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you sign a Darius Slay, okay, that's a stopgap and a good one, but he ain't helping next year's team.
So, now, what would give me promise about the future of the Steelers if this offensive line starts performing? You got a young offensive line. So that's, and you have DK Metcalf, you bring in a Jacoby Myers. All right, offensively, you're starting to get a nice foundation that can lead you to prolonged success. About the same time, this defense is aging out. So, all right, let's just start putting it into the offense and scoring points. Now, is Tomlin going to think that way and be like, all right, this is what? I don't know, but it seems like if they do something like a Jacoby Myers, something like that, that might be like a telltale sign. Like, all right, we are aging out on defense. We're going to make this solidify this offense. And then once we solidify this, then turn it back over to fortifying the defense.
Mm-hmm.
So if that happens, then I'm like, okay, I see the vision, the plan. Now, obviously, you got to execute it and hit the right guys, but I can at least understand how they're going about building a championship caliber team.
You talk about the trenches on offense and the youth. They're finally paying attention to that on defense now, and it's early, but you got Derek Harmon, you got Wyatt Black. Wyatt Black turned a ton of heads in camp, had 2 sacks in the preseason finale. Someone takes it in saying that Travis Kelce going to have to sign that prenup. Getting married.
DocuSign. Send it to me right now.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. I wouldn't. Please.
Darren.
You think there will be a prenup?
No doubt.
Okay. Here comes a cold, cold takes, freezing cold takes or whatever it is, hot takes, but whatever the hell it is, cold takes, I suppose. I'm so scared to say anything, Doran.
I was going to say, wait a minute. Is that one?
Yeah, are
you
close?
Are you ready? This is the hottest take I've ever put out there. I buy the love.
I do too.
I buy him, man.
Yeah.
I think they love each other. I think it's legitimate.
Yeah.
Because think about, like, great, pop star, all that. Football player, all that. You can never have peace. You can never have peace whenever you are her and whenever you marry her. Wherever you go.
Yeah.
Is there a more famous person on planet Earth right now than her?
I think it'll die down, like, in a way, though. Once they get married, I think that after a while, it's like, okay, like, they're just together, and, like, we don't really need to.
Yeah.
We don't need to follow them. We don't need to show, like, I don't think he'll be playing at the time, but if he was still playing and they're married, I don't think they need to show her all the time. It's like, okay, that's Travis's wife, and that's Taylor Swift's husband. Like, well, whatever.
All right. Did that happen with Giselle and Brady? I don't think. After a while, you're
saying. Giselle wasn't as famous as Taylor Swift.
Mm-mm. Right. Mm-mm.
That's true.
And
she's just hot.
No disagreement here.
Right?
No,
I mean, she wasn't like, exactly. She wasn't some type of singer. She was just really good looking.
Yeah, she's a model. True. Right.
Yeah.
Taylor Swift.
But she was an earner.
More than him, yeah.
Yeah, just like Travis.
Well, that's what Darren Revell tweeted out yesterday. He's like, she's worth 8 times as much as Travis Kelce is. And then I think it was J.J. Watt who replied and said, yeah, that's what everyone's thinking about right now.
Mm-hmm.
Revell, thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah, if Swift stops releasing albums, she's done friggin' 15 of them.
How tall is Taylor Swift?
5'11".
Oh, so I don't know if I can say this. She's a breeder and an earner.
Right.
He is winning.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I'd be the agents. I'd be like, all right, I want to be the agent of your kids right now. Let's sign. Let's ink it.
Yep.
Right now.
Yep.
Woman or?
Whatever.
Draft and develop.
Whatever. Yeah.
Breaking NFL news. The Panthers are trading former All-Pro wide receiver Adam Thielen to
the Vikings.
Minnesota.
Didn't even see it. Is that it?
Vikings, yeah.
Yeah. Going back.
Yep. Oh, that makes all the sense in the world with Addison suspension, the fact that he had been there before. And I think Thielen's still a pretty good player. You wanted them to get him last year. Would have made all the sense in the world.
Yep.
All right, one more with Doug when we come back. No Taylor Swift talk. So Adam Thielen traded to the Vikings. 2026 fifth and a 2027 fourth to Carolina for Thielen. A conditional 2026 seventh and a 2027 fifth. Yeah, I'd have been interested in Thielen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Big time. Big time. You guys were just talking a little high school ball. And by the way, the 50-minute mark on the Fan is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township. Is that the ball you miss the most? Like if you, like when you think nostalgia, is it college? Is it pro? I mean, is it Friday Night Lights?
I'll say this. For me, it's high school because if anybody's ever been to St. Clair, our locker room is probably about 20 yards before you start to the field, and then there's a track, so there's probably, before you even get to the field, another 20 yards and then the 50. What we would do is, myself and I was a captain with Phil Dunn, a.k.a. Head, we'd let everybody go out first, then we'd walk out hand in hand and slow walk to the 50-yard line for the field for the coin toss, let everybody know, this is our house, you wait for us.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I miss the most.
Yeah.
And just hearing the drums and everybody, after we did it the first time, everybody was like, oh, here we go.
Mm-hmm.
And we're like, no, this is our house. You wait on us. We'll get there when we get there. And everybody would be waiting. No. And we would just take our slow, sweet time.
I could see the better you were, the slower you'd walk.
Oh, yeah. That's when we went 15-0. So, yeah, absolutely.
I'd probably say high school, too, because of the expectation. And, you know, fortunately for Doug and I, like, we went to a school where the expectation was high before we were there.
Mm-hmm.
And just the community, everything stopped on a Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm not talking about Friday night at whenever kickoff at 7 p.m. Yeah. It stopped at 3 p.m.
Yep.
And everybody was getting ready. And then, you know, the parking lot started to get full. And then you hear the drums, like Doug was saying. And then you just felt the expectation in the air that you had to win. Because everybody before you won. So now you have to win. And just feeling that atmosphere every single Friday night, there's no
better sound than that percussion session.
Mm-hmm.
And on a Friday night, the lights are out. Kids, it still gives me chills.
Yep.
Me too, yeah.
You were wearing your underwear, under boxers, while we were going to war.
I walked so slow onto my field, I never made it onto it. That's how long it took. You said his nickname was Head, Doug?
Head. Okay. Yeah, his head is huge.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Adam, do you remember what instrument I played in the band?
I ain't taking a guess. I'll tell you that right now. I think I do. I ain't taking a guess. I'll take a guess off the air. I ain't getting dinged in the final segment. Mm-hmm. No way. Thanks to all of our guests for joining us on the Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Big one tomorrow. Doug, thank you.
No. It's ball, baby.
Mm-hmm.
It's ball. Listen to this. Doug, you'll love this. So tomorrow, that's Thursday, Pat Narduzzi on the show at 7 o'clock and Dave Wonstadt at 9.
Money.
How about that?
Love Bostic, too. 6 to 8.
6 to 8 for Bostic. He had to move things around. He's got a big old fancy meeting. And then on Friday, the return of Lee Sterling. And a very special guest we'll tell you more about tomorrow, I think.
Yes.
So, a banger 2 days coming up. Thank you, Doug. We will talk to Ins tomorrow at 5:40. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Today, high of 73, low of 51, partly cloudy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.